eat our meals or whatever it is, you kind of get in the habit of it, and you tend to just kind of do it without thinking. And it struck me this week just how important it is. But a thought I had was, how often did Jesus pray? Jesus, he was God. And if anybody had the closest relationship of anybody that you will, would have been Jesus with God. And yet, we look in the scriptures, and there is many, many, many accounts of Jesus praying. And I went through and just randomly wrote things down, and there's many more that I didn't, but these were some of the main ones of just times Jesus prayed. First one I have is at his baptism, Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed in the morning before he headed to Galilee. Jesus prayed many times after healing people. Jesus prayed all night before choosing his disciples. Jesus prayed while speaking to the Jewish leaders. Jesus prayed before feeding the 5,000. Jesus prayed before walking on water. Jesus prayed while healing a deaf and mute man. Jesus prayed before feeding the 4,000. Jesus prayed at the Transfiguration. Jesus prayed at the return of the 70 when he had sent them out and they came back. Jesus prayed before he taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer. Jesus prayed before raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus prayed while laying hands on and praying for the little children. Jesus prayed at the Lord's Supper. Jesus prayed for Peter. Jesus prayed for himself, his disciples, and all believers just before going to Gethsemane. Jesus prayed before he was betrayed in the garden that night. Three different times he spent the night in prayer. His disciples fell asleep. Jesus kept praying. Jesus prayed before being nailed to the cross. Jesus prayed while he was dying on the cross. And Jesus' final breath before dying was a prayer. And there's many more that I did not mention. But it struck me that, you know, for someone who is so in tune with God, look at the amount of time that Jesus spent praying. I mean, Jesus was almost always in a mode of prayer, even though he wasn't always maybe on his knees praying. But the spirit of Jesus was a life of prayer. And if Jesus spent that much time in prayer, how much more should we as sinners spend time in prayer? Jesus was perfect. And yet look at the amount of time that he spent in interaction with God. And I know many of us pray hours. We spend lots of time praying. And it's easy to become discouraged when our prayers go unanswered. Involves praying for loved ones. Many things many of us pray for. And it seems there's many times those prayers go unanswered. Had to think of I have an uncle that we've prayed for my entire life, and had to think of my grandma. I'm sure she's been praying for him for years, but she's probably been praying for him for over 40 years. And do we get discouraged with that? I know at times where we pray for something very earnestly, and it just seems you just kind of lose your zeal for it because nothing happens. And it can, there's many different things. And I had to think, especially with just loved ones, with praying earnestly for them, and even though they might turn their back and do their own thing with maybe it's pride or whatever it is, the many different things that can become so discouraging. A quote I read, or I saw, and I said this to my students in school this last year, but it says, God is not there to be your servant. He is your master. We should not get angry when our prayers are not answered like we think they should be. And a thought that this writer had is one that I'd never really thought of before, but why did God give Judas as one of his disciples? Judas was nothing but trouble. Jesus knew the heart of Judas, and I think Jesus knew what was going to happen with Judas, and yet Jesus still picked him as one of his disciples. And the thought this author brought out was, it made Jesus pray. And that really struck me. We hate trials. We hate, at least I do, different things we go through And yet, if we did not have those, would we still buckle down and spend time in earnest prayer like God wants us to? And the one thought this author had was, take the moments of the trials that we're going through as opportunities to spend time in prayer. In 1 Peter 3:12, first part of that verse says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." God hears our prayers, even though at times it gets very discouraging. I think God wants us to keep praying and to have a heart of prayer. And I just had to think, if all of us had a prayer life of Jesus, how much different would our lives be? How much different would our church be? I think we have a great church. Could it get a lot better if all of us had the prayer attitude of Jesus? That's all I have. Let's bow our heads for prayer.